This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, a boil water advisory has been issued for some residents in Valpo this morning after a water main break. WBBM's Carolina Garibay joins us live at the anchor desk with the details.
Cisco, this is a precautionary boil advisory following a water main break and failure of a major valve repair on a water main, according to city officials. Now, this affects all residents and businesses along Glendale Boulevard and south of the street. This includes all water customers south of U.S. Highway 30 as well. The city says residents should boil all cooking and drinking water for 5 minutes before using. That boil advisory is expected to last for 48 hours while water undergoes bacteria testing, but that could be extended if additional testing is needed. Reporting live at the anchor desk, Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents took a father into custody yesterday outside a Chicago charter school.
The man was arrested while dropping off his children at an Acero Elementary School at 51st and Holman, according to Hilario Dominguez, a teacher.
Let me spell it out for you. A 6-year-old and a 5-year-old. Two babies were trying to be dropped off.
Dominguez was at a rally calling on the Board of Ed to save the Acero charter schools. Teacher Ethan Bula noted the Board of Ed passed a resolution saying no schools would be closed until at least the 2026-2027 school year.
And while I understand that our Acero schools aren't given protection underneath that resolution, I ask you, what lesson does it teach our students?
A statement from CPS says it could not fund all 7 Acero schools, considering enrollment and investments needed in buildings. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago police are asking for help finding a 5-year-old girl who's allegedly been abducted by her mother. Authorities say Tariana Miller was last seen on February 12th when her grandmother, who has custody, dropped the girl off at school on the 200 block of North Laverne. Police say the mother picked the girl up from school without the mother's consent, and their whereabouts are unknown. Anyone with information is asked to call police. You can see a picture of the girl on our website, WBBMNewsRadio.com.
A Chicago man is accused of a string of 5 murders and the attempted murders of 4 other people. Prosecutors say 21-year-old Antonio Reyes committed the crimes over a 9-month period in 2020. CBS News Chicago spoke to Marlene Rangel, whose son was one of the alleged victims.
It was a shock because my son never really went with anybody he did not know.
Police confirmed that Reyes did not have any connections to the victims. He already is behind bars for another murder.
Federal investigators are still trying to determine what caused Tuesday's close call at Midway. A private flex jet crossed a runway directly in front of a landing Southwest Airlines jet. In audio from liveatc.net, an air traffic controller tells the FlexJet pilot not to cross the runway, but the pilot appears to misunderstand.
FlexJet 560, turn left on runway 4 left, cross runway 31 left, and hold short of runway 31 center.
Right, left on 4 left, cross 23 center, FlexJet 560.
FlexJet 560, negative, cross runway 31 left, hold short runway 31 center.
The Southwest pilot pulled up at the last second to avoid the Flexjet plane before going around and landing safely.
The search continues for a Calumet City man with dementia who's been missing for 2 weeks. 72-year-old Chester Paluiska was last seen on February 13th at his home near 165th Street and Wentworth. Family, friends, and canine search crews have been looking for him without success. Anyone with information about his whereabouts is asked to call Calumet City Police.
New life rings are now deployed along a river in the southwest suburbs.
Joliet firefighters installed 8 rings along the banks of the Des Plaines River in the city. This comes after a rescue last summer in August when a mother jumped in to save her 2-year-old daughter but ended up needing rescue herself. Police and fire crews assisted. Both mother and child were not hurt. Fire officials said in a news release, "We want to ensure that in an event of an emergency, our community has access to the tools they need to assist until first responders arrive." Mallory Vorbroker, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A persistent woman has the city of Chicago stepping up to help pigeons.
Julia Eckert launched a petition after seeing pigeons get stuck between an escalator and a window at the Clinton station for the CTA's green and pink lines. Sometimes the birds would die.
It was like weeks and weeks and they still hadn't cleaned the birds up. So that's when I like was calling CTA like 2 or 3 days in a row. I was like, oh, can someone please like clean up these birds.
CTA said it was a city issue and the city is fixing the problem.
They are installing a sheet metal to block that gap between the escalator and the escalator walls. And as far this morning when I checked, they have like half, like one side done. Even though birds, they'll still be flying around, but at least they won't be able to get trapped in this small space.
Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
It didn't take long for police to recover a private ambulance that had been stolen yesterday from a hospital on Chicago's north side.
The ambulance is owned by Elite and was taken from Swedish Hospital on Foster near Washtenaw. Chicago police say no patients were in the ambulance when it was taken. Northbrook police say they found the ambulance along Skokie Boulevard about a half hour after Chicago police say it was stolen. Northbrook police say they took someone into custody and the investigation is ongoing. Jim Gottes, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
From the Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Sports Desk, here's Josh Liss. Yeah,
more like from the land of heartache and missed free throws. 5 last night. The Bulls come up 5 points short of the Clippers, losing 122-117. Kobe White off target on a game-tying 3 with 38 seconds to go. James Harden puts it away with a late 3-pointer of his own and makes his free throws, 2 in the last few seconds. February, it's been rougher on the Bulls than the potholes on our cars, 2-8 this month. And with starting big man Nikola Vucevic out the last 2 games with a sore calf, the 10th place Bulls meet up for a midday practice, host the Raptors tomorrow. The Pistons haven't won this much since flip phones, only 31 victories the last 2 years. They're at 33 already this year, Detroit dropping Boston by 20. They've claimed 8 in a row. Fading Philadelphia loses its 9th straight to the Knicks, 110-105. Paul George is taking himself off the air. A popular Sixers veteran says he's taking a break from recording his podcast to focus on playing championship basketball, George says. Loyola takes the lead 5 minutes into the game, smashing visiting George Washington 77-57. The Ramblers have won 5 in a row. DePaul's disappearing act continues with a 10-point loss at Creighton. The Blue Demons lost 6 in a row since their unbeaten start. They're 4-18. Sometimes the best strategy is just close your eyes and hope for the best. 8th-ranked Michigan State beats number 16 Maryland at the buzzer on a game winner from behind half court from the Spartans' Trey Holloman. A half court shot for the win. And the Cubs and Jordan Wicks play the Angels at 2 o'clock today. Martin Perez and the 0-5 White Sox have the Guardians in Glendale. The Blackhawks are at Vegas late tonight. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A popular Southside restaurant has gotten a national honor.
Lem's Barbecue at 311 East 75th Street has received the James Beard Foundation 2025 American Classics Award. The honor is bestowed upon locally owned restaurants with timeless appeal that serve quality food and are beloved by their communities. Only 6 restaurants in the nation received the American Classics Award this year. Lem's Barbecue, a family-owned business, was founded in 1954. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 1059 WBBM.
Parents of students at a Northside Elementary school are raising concerns about heating issues. One parent says there wasn't enough heat during last week's cold wave at Volta Elementary School on the 4900 block of North Avers. The Tribune reports some parents say their kids had to wear jackets and it lasted for several days. The school's principal says temporary heaters have been installed and they're doing everything they can to make sure students and staff are comfortable.
Advocates for more paid parental leave say the U.S. is lagging behind other high-income countries. Dr. John James Parker, professor of pediatrics and medicine at Northwestern, says paternity leave benefits the family.
Men and women, all individuals, come back more rested and ready to get back to work and more productive when they come back.
A study found only 13% of U.S. employers offered paid paternity leave to their male employees.
Breaking news from News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Some breaking news in the race for governor of Illinois. That's right, more than a year and a half before the next election. But the first declared candidate entering the race today, less than an hour ago, DuPage County Sheriff James Mendrick posted on socials he plans to run for governor, citing what he calls senseless laws that, in his words, persecute cops and empower criminals. Sheriff Mendrick has been one of the most vocal critics of the state's bail reform law. He made news when he said he'd direct his officers not to enforce aspects of Illinois' assault weapons ban. Governor Pritzker has not said whether he will seek a third term.
The United States' highest court is expected to rule in the coming months on a closely watched employment discrimination case.
The Supreme Court seems likely to side with an Ohio woman who claims she suffered sex discrimination in her employment because she is straight. The outcome of the case could remove an additional requirement that some courts apply when members of a majority group, including those who are white and heterosexual, sue for discrimination under federal law. Justice Brett Kavanaugh stated a way of resolving the case that seemed to enjoy broad support among his colleagues.
Discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation, whether it's because you're gay or because you're straight, is prohibited and the rules are the same, whichever way that goes.
The justices heard arguments in an appeal from Marlene Ames, who has worked for the Ohio Department of Youth Services for more than 20 years. I'm Julie Walker.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.